Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, about 10 lines down. Without Emelikim B'Tevel Tomei B'Chol B'Tzach Lema B'Shabbos, you cannot, Tevel which is Tomei, you cannot light, so you have oil, which is Chayv and Truma, it's Tevel still and it's Tomei, so you can't light with it. Even in the weekdays you can. The more is going to discuss why. Kiyotzeboy, similar halacha. Emalikim neft lovon b'chol, white naphtha. You cannot light with it in chol, then tzach lemer b'Shabbos. The kiyotzeboy is that you, it's both weekday and Shabbos. Okay, so the more says, bishtum neft lovon, why can't you light with neft lovon? Yibnesha hu off. It flies, so it's a very volatile liquid flame, very flammable. It's dangerous, so it's a sakana. You can't light with it. You're not supposed to light with it. I will tevel tome, my timer. What's wrong with lighting with tevel, which is tome? Amar kva, vani hine nosati l'cho es mishmeres trumoy soy. The Russian says to Aaron, I've given you mishmeres of Shumoy Soy plural, Shay Chumas of Madabra, like we had before, that the possibly referring to two Chumas, Achas Chumas Tahara, Achas Chumas Tamea, one is Tamei, one is Tor. So Ma Chumas Tahara, Ein Lachobo, Elamishas Harama Ve'elich. Nobody is benefiting from the Chumas Tahara. The Kohen's not eating the Chuma, the Israel's not eating the Tevel, until you do the Hafrasha. So, Chuma Tzimeya, in the Chabo, El Mishas Haram Aveilich. So similarly, Chuma Tzimeya, you cannot take benefits from it until you do Hafrasha. So there's an Isser of consuming the Chuma, the Tevel, which is Tomei. So lighting it would have that. It's an issue of doing something which will consume it.
So this is safe. And so even for a
car. Even for a car. Yeah.
So what we're saying is if it's tevel, it's truma and it's tame.
Yeah. Right. So he's allowed to benefit from it. He's allowed to, you know, like we had before. He's allowed to use it as fuel. But he can't use it as fuel until he's mafresh. So you might just think of using his fuel anyway, you might as well just take the tevel and burn it anyway.
Who's the he here? That's it. Who's the he that is rolling the coin?
Even a Kohen. So if a Kohen would have whatever reason he has his Zeta had a, you know, who was Yisrael, had this whole pile of this whole thing of oil and it became Tomei. So, you know, here's the Tamei Tevel Tomei. So that's wonderful. You, Kayan, cannot use it until you're Mafresh Truma.
Can you do Hafshat Truma in reverse, so to speak, rather than taking the Truma out of the Tevel? Take the rest of everything in the Truma.
Doesn't make a difference which way you do it.
You have to do it all at once.
I'm not sure what all the months mean.
Well, let's say it slowly over the course of several days.
You can only do one act of hafrasha, designating what's truma, what's not truma. Once it's the hafrasha, the rest is shirayim. It can't become truma anymore. You can divide up your things and do truma on this amount, and then leave it. You can't do it because it doesn't sit still. So this, you know, theoretically, I could, you know, go to my pile, say that bottom's over there, that's the truma, and start taking off the top because you don't have Russia, and you know that you're not going to touch that at the end. But over here, you wouldn't be able to say that. So it's going to mix in. Now, as much as it sits still, there's a certain amount of movement. So you. So it's not asa b'hanlo. The more it's not saying it's asa b'hanlo, because it's also b'hanah shakilu, it's also hanah which will consume it. So to light it, etc., would be a problem. But the more it's not loading out from the pasuk, there's an isur hanah on table. It's like Rashi. I don't know, you want to use it. It must be related. I don't have to say you want to use it as a weight. okay. Amy, look at my tell. What?
It's oil. No, it's a torque stop. Okay.
I don't know. Ten. So, Rashi. Amy, look at my tell. Tell me. Lakoshkin b'tor, obviously you can't light a tevel which is tor. Lakoshkin b'tor, first time in the words, and explain the reason. Matrim b'tahara, shehila achila, there the usage will be eating, and the chaboyel mishasarama v'elech, you cannot consume, you cannot eat it till after the afrasha. Mikami hachi, and before that, asirit osir, sharei tevel b'misa loicho, there's a chi misa, b'shemayim, whoever eats it. Av chuma tameya, therefore chuma, which is tome, av bisha'ena to oichla ella masika, you're not eating it, you're just burning it. Also la hasika ibitibli, you cannot burn it while it's still tabla. Okay. Gufa. M'shim ben alozo armor, ein malikim mitsuri. So Rav Shimon Elazar said, we quoted Rav Shimon Elazar before, you can't light with Tzuri in the morning. There are two reasons why you can't light with Tzuri. One, because it's off, because it's Recha Noidev, and one, because it's off, one, because it's Recha Noidev, and Zer Yishamis Tabak Mimenu. But more now saying another reason, V'chein Hayu Rav Shimon Elazar also said, Tzri is only considered a seraf, it's only considered a sap, which comes from the kataf tree. And Rishmol says, you can't light with something which comes from the eights. So therefore, you can't light with Tzri for a third reason. At least in one pshat in Rashi, we're explaining why it's a problem. In alternative pshat in Rashi, it's just pointing out that Rishon Lezer also said this point that it comes from the Atek Tov. You say that in davening, the version of Shemadam is Rishon Ben Gamliel Lemer. From the flow of the more is mashma, the correct use is Rishon ben Elazar. And actually, I saw a siddur which has Rishon ben Elazar as the quote is from Rishon ben Elazar. I'm not telling you what to do, but just pointing out it is maybe Rishon ben Elazar also said it. But, okay, Rishon ben Baruch Emor. It's supposed to say what you're not allowed to, you can't light from the eights. You see, he's saying you have to light with something which comes from a pre, which would exclude animal sources.
Or
petroleum.
Why is that?
Do not know. Do not know. Rav Tarvin and Rambam Likin Elashem and Zayas Balvad. Rav Tarvin says the only thing you can use is Shem and Zayas. That's the best. So I remember. That argument either is, you know, in general, Shem and Zayas was considered the most kosher, but it's considered it makes a nice flame. It's time to the Mikdash. You see the Mikdash Dachka, they use Shemen Zayas, so he holds the correct thing to use for the mitzvah is Shemen Zayas. So that I can relate to.
Right. He doesn't say mitzvah ben emuchar, Shemen Zayas.
Okay, so well, it's interesting. Let's see this next step of the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri al Raglav. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan got up and he said, "Mayaso anshe bavul shein lehem el Hashem and shum shemin." According to this argument, it's Dafka Shem and Zayis. So what are you going to do with the anshe bavul that they don't have? The Zayim don't grow there, don't grow well there. They have Shem and shum shemin. So it's. He's saying if your thumb is only Shem and Zayis, so you could have argued, you could have understood Reb Tarfon from the first sentence. If you have Shem and Zayis, you must use Shem and Zayis. If you don't have Shem and Zayis, obviously you would use something else. So then Rechman Nuri's response of, well, what are they going to do with anything else? Okay, well, I'll use that, you know. Like, well, what was the kasha? So he seems to be understanding. In Reb Tarfon, Reb Tarfon says Shemin's eyes means Shemin's eyes only, and he said, "Well, so what are you going to do with these people that right. So he waxes rather poetic over here. Umayan son shei Mordai shein lehem el Hashem and Agoizim, umayan son shei Alexandria shein lehem el Hashem and Snoinos, umayan son shei Kaputzke shein lehem loikach el neft." So they don't have any type of pre, they only have neft, so Rishmo ben Baroika's point I don't agree with either. Ella, rather, en lecho ella mash omer chachamim em alikin. The only thing which you can't use are the things which Chachamim said before, that you can't use because there's concern of it, you might come to be yat, etc. But making these other type of criteria, which are more arbitrary, maybe they're preferred, etc., but you can't limit it only to those things. Molikim Hashem and Dogim will be Eitrin. You can use Shem and Dogim, according to this, even though it comes from a non-vegetable source, it comes from an animal source. Eitrin, even though it's, it comes from the pitch of the tree, which is the sap, so it comes from Eitz. So, which is, he's now taking a shot at Rav Shmuel, close to me, say, Malikim Boy. We have, you can't like that phrase in the Mishnah in regards to wicks. He's talking about regards to oils. You know. So he's saying, see, Rav Shmuel ben Nuri got up and was quite upset. He disagreed with all of the previous tonight. So, but what you seem to see from the way he's understanding them, that they're not coming along and taking the calculations which we had in the Mishnah, that their Shemayat, etc. He said that exists. You know, you're adding on other criteria which maybe they're preferred, but they can't be Me'akeh B'dyavad. Shem Sazuri Amr Malikim Shem Pakuos Ubeneft. I'm sorry, I skipped. No, okay. Malikim Hashem and Pakuos, you can use Hashem and Pakuos, and you can use Neft. So I guess he's adding Neft. Some of them are called Yetzim and Abostra, and Malikim Boy, Ela B'Shem and Dogim. Animal sources are not acceptable, because you can't use Chalev. But you could. Use Shem and Dogim. Samar says, Simchas Hanut Tanakama. Now Rashi understands that the more kasha here, the Tanakama. So he's referring back to Brechem and Nuri, who said, whatever the Chaman said in the Mishnah is not acceptable, is. So the only things are not acceptable. The Mishnah says you can't let use chaylev, but you could use shem and dogim. That's what you have based on the Mishnah. So Rechman Nuri, who was, so either it means the town of the Mishnah, or it means Rechman Nuri, who was mentioned earlier. So my answer is coming out. Bruno Rav, the Messiah, the same place we had before, that Tanakama and. Chachamim in the Mishnah, whether if you add a little bit of kosher oil to the non-kosher oils, like the, by the chela mahusach, does it become mutter or not? And that is, Rebbe Barab said it's mutter, and they're arguing whether Rebbe Barab is mutter or not. Well, it's not clear which one said which. Zakrashi. Ein malikim b'tzri. Mefarsha, you can't use tzri, like I said before. Because it's off, and because the person might, since it tastes, it has a great, very good smell, a person might decide to take it and use it. V'oid, kiriktani v'ozol, and read it, another reason, like we're explaining, denabo min ha'pri, elamina sarav. Min ha'etz sarav ba'alma. It doesn't come from the pri, it comes, it's just like a sap. V'abra like a zephis, it says aloha like zephis, v'edon nimshach, it doesn't flow into the wick well. Lishnachrina, the second version of what? Shimon Ben Elozer's quote, Rechen Hayyub Shimon Elozer, Omer, a lot of time at the mill say Yoiv, it wasn't explaining why it's a problem. Elohakomer, but rather the more saying the following. Void, Hayyub Rechen Tzri, Shimon Elozer said a second point about Tzri. Asek Tov is Kach Shmom, that's the name of the tree. Rehapri, Lafuke Shemon Dogim. So minapri is going to exclude shemen dogim, which is a non-vegetable source. Ve'itron, which comes from the sap. Ve'tzri, which comes from the sap. Enlechob elamashon hachachamim malikim behem k'gam psulim shmonim to masnisim. That's only referring to the psulim which are mentioned in the Mishnah. V'malikim shemen dogim. Therefore, you could use shemen dogim if a gav the domi l'chaylev. When you hear some minapri, even though you can't use chaylev. Shemadogim, you could use, it's not a pri, it's not chaylev, they didn't answer it. You can use, it's true enough, we got to meet Zephyr's Kossi. So even though we can't use Zephyr's, he said the Mishnah, you can't use chaylev in the Mishnah, but Shemadogim and Ifrin in Itron are yes acceptable. So Marcus Simchus Hanatan the Kamer, Rechim and Nuri, the Apostle Kol Hanatan Masnisen. Rechman Nuri listed all of the things which are possible based on, he said, whatever the Mishnah said, that's what's the problem. V'chelev imni madaya, one of the things the Mishnah says, which is unacceptable, is chelev. Hu yatsim in a buster. But v'asher b'shem and dogim, he does permit shem and dogim. So, and Tzumcha said, kol yatsim in a buster, you can't light except for shem and dogim. That's basically what we're getting out of the Mishnah. Chelev, you got to in a bus that you cannot use, and Shemin Dagim you could use. Take him out, Der Bruna. Then when Tzarek loses the Sech of Shemin Kosher, you can put a little bit of Shemin. I'm sorry, Tzarek loses the Sech of Shemin Kosher, whom? I don't remember that. Inami, the Akshar is referring to Bruna, which is Makshar Chelev Mahusav, but Haru B'Shemin Kosher, he permits the melted chaylev with putting a little bit of kosher oil, making it butter. So Kamehana Tanoi Sabra Lidr Bruna. One of them holds like a Bruna. The chaylev nitzer b'taruvus, ayirei taruvus chaylev is permitted. Shem adogim afilu be'enei. Shem adogim is mutter even without any other oil mixed in. V'chad Sabra. Shem adogim ayirei taruvus, aber chaylev klal loy. But Shem adogim is only ayirei taruvus, and chaylev even ayirei taruvus would not be permitted. What was that first of Bruna? So it was the sech of Shem and Kol Shehu. That sound familiar to you? Rashi quotes two pshatim in Ike ben Adar Bruna. First shot is because there's a lachi. So it wasn't the sech of shemen kol shehu. You're supposed to put a little bit of shemen in, referring to pashis, referring to shemen dogim. And inami the ashur chelim mahusav b'tarub the shemen kol shehu. I don't recall. Maybe I just don't recall. This is not a kashur.
This discussion.
Right. So we already discussed it twice. The more discusses putting oil into kirvei dogim shenimufu. The stam shemen dogim that should need stam shemen that should need a little bit of oil that we didn't. I don't remember that. Come on. Right. So that was the second pshat in Rashi. Let's see, he's understanding Shemen, Dogim, and Kibbutz, and Mucha are the same thing. Okay, I don't know. So, the Gemara. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Kol yotzi min ha'etz, ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh. So, there's a halacha of the Tumah is mekabel, a beggar can be mekabel Tumah. At the minimal size of 3 etzpos by 3 etzpos. That's the shear ready for a beggar to mekabel tumah. That doesn't apply to things to surprise the thread, which comes from tzemer. It could apply to piston. But it doesn't apply to things with yotzim min ha'etz. No, he's going to say that in a second. So, but any other type of, you'd make any type of other type of a thread out of eighths and you use it to make a weave. There's no din of shalosh or shalosh. And you could use it to be mesachich because not mekabel tumo. Chutz mipishtun, the only exception would be pishtun, that even though pishtun is eighths, it does have a loch of beged, and there's a din of shalosh or shalosh, and therefore you cannot use it for sichuch. Yes, the more is going to discuss that.
So, these things that are don't have a din of shalosh or shalosh, that means they are the kabbal tumor, or they're not the kabbal tumor, if they're smaller than that?
They're not mekabel tumor. No, you can make it into a kli, but there is the idea of taking it and weaving it, and making a woven, let's say your bamboo mat. So it needs 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, not 3 etzpos by 3 etzpos.
So there isn't a size; it's just a bigger size.
Right. Amar Abaya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Mitan the Rebbe Shmuel, Amar Dabar Echad. Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rav Shmuel both said the same point. So Rav Shimon ben Elazar had the Mar, referring to Rav Shimon ben Elazar we just quoted, and what's the Tan of the Rebbe Shmuel? The Tan of the Rebbe Shmuel, Mahi, what's that? The Tani, the very Bishmol, we learned in a brisa from the Shiva of Bishmol, Hel b'nemer begadim b'tera stam. The Torah uses the language of begadim, it's b'kabal tuma, by tumas meis, by shrotzim, etc. It just says begadim. Chabes begadav, etc. Upar l'cha kosev, b'echa mehem, tzemer upishtim. And then, when it comes to by Saras, it says Begat Temer Oy Pishtim. I'm confused. I'm not following your thought process.
The
pasuk
that he gives Temer and Pishtim.
Echem Mehem means by Tzaras.
Okay.
One of the places where it's mentioned in the Torah explains what is what it means when it says a beggar. So it says by Tumas Meis, beggar, beggar. It says by Tumas Shrotzim, beggar. It says by Tumas Nevela, beggar. It says by Tzaras, Tzemer Pishn. It says by Tzitzis, beggar. It doesn't say more than that. So the way the Torah is writing is to teach you Malahal and Tzemer Pishtim. I've called Tzemer Pishtim. The Torah writes, Torah writes Tzemer Beged everywhere else. It also means Tzemer Pishtim. You're supposed to learn out from Tzaraz to everywhere else. Okay. The Mora says, so it comes out that the only Beged, which is the only way you're going to have a dinner of a Beged, would be by Pishtim. So something else comes out of the tree is not going to have a din of Shalosh or Shalosh, which is that's a din of Beged. It'll have the din of Mat, which you can make out of Shalosh or Shalosh. It won't have the din of Beged.
So, well,
it's the turf. It's referred to the Mishnah as Orig. Right, so you find that's a din of mat. You make a mat out of something. But the din of Beged, well, that's the next step of the Gemara. So that's our bias. So they're saying the same thing. Rabbah, no, it's not the truth. Shloisha, shloisha, b'shar b'gadam, ikka b'nayu. The Rishim ben Elazar, islay. The Torah b'shmo, leslay. According to Rishim ben Elazar, the only thing that's coming like lafuke is shloisha, shloisha. According to Rishim ben Elazar, he's saying it's nothing. There's no din of Orig at all. So you have it, if it's actually making it into an actual mat, which is made for the purpose of a mat, but if you make it into a material, it has no din of Orig, it's not Makabal Tumah as such. Shalosh HaShalosh is Tzvochen. Shalosh HaShalosh is Tzvochen. Shalosh HaShalosh is Tzvochen. Because Tzvochen are Nekeva and Tzvochen are Zohar. You're correct.
So felt does not become
the definition of beged is orig. You could get other ways of using felt which would theoretically have a din of a cleave is made to hold something, etc. But also din of beged felt should not be kabbal tuma, and I'm not 100% sure on that whether that's correct or not. But that sounds right a little bit. Okay, let's hold Rashi's for tomorrow. This is going to flow into the whole.